Hello, welcome to the Drivecast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past week, we started our framework series where we're talking about the framework for a biblical community that happens within the family. And this week, we started by talking to men directly. Let me share the passage with you. It's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. It says this: "Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be men of courage, be strong. Do everything in love." I love how the ESV puts it. He says to act like men. It's interesting because we live in a culture that is kind of confused about manhood. And we really think about the models for manhood that we have really are found within our own family, our fathers, our grandfathers, our maybe even our older brothers. But we see images on TV. But now, because the way the media works, it seems like manhood is sending all kinds of different messages to us. You know, what does it mean to be biblical men? Well, in the passage, we see a couple different things there. The first one is that we must protect our family as men. Maturity is not optional, and the key to manhood is love. And when I think about what it means to be strong, you know, we talked a bit about that. You know, men, we look at other guys and we kind of compare ourselves to, you know, how strong they must be or how big their muscles are, you know, how much they can bench press or whatnot. But, you know, strength, if we look at Christ, had a completely different picture. You see, Christ laid down his life. He gave up his rights and he served others. Even though he had the power to stop the wind, to stop the storms, to walk on water, at any point in time, he could simply have called on angels to literally defend him, and yet he laid down his life. There is a strength in that. And does it mean that you don't work out and have big muscles? Really, that has little to do with it. If it makes you feel strong and healthy, then that's fantastic. But if we look at Christ, the example of strength really was his love for people and his love for God and how he laid down his life for the Father's will in order to serve others. I think that because of that, we have to protect our families with strength, and we do that by laying down our life, by serving them, by putting their needs above our own. When I said maturity is not optional, it says to act like men, right? It's another way of saying, hey, grow up, you know. In 1 John, it talks about the maturity of a man in Christ. It talks of, you know, John wrote about children and young men and fathers. In all of that, he was pointing to fathers and saying, you have known him, Jesus, or the Lord, who is from the beginning. The maturity isn't so much of getting older, it's knowing God. That as you aim your life towards knowing God, God will grow you in maturity. In that growth, there will be lots of things that happen, lots of issues to overcome, but it's not optional. In fact, Paul writes at one point in Hebrews where he says, listen, you know, you need to go back and drink milk. You can't handle the meat of the Word of God. Even though you should be teachers by now, you have to go back and drink milk. And there's almost this implication that it's not okay to just stay where we're at. We have to grow. I think obviously the key to all this is love, that as we love God and as we love others, God will grow us in maturity. We have to be strong. We have to act like men. We have to be watchful and stand firm in our faith. But in all of that, we can't be passive. I think if we go all the way back to the garden, the one thing that I'm reminded of is that when Eve ate the apple or the fruit or whatever it was, Adam was right there. He could have put a stop to the whole thing. But he was passive. And I think in me, I have a tendency to want to just check out, go to work, come home, and just kind of check out and be done for the day. That is not what we're called to. That is not the model of Christ. He calls us to be men, to follow the model of Jesus as to what biblical manhood really looks like. And our families will thrive when we grow to maturity and take on our role. So ladies, wherever you're at, pray for the men. Pray for the men in your life. Pray for the little boys you're raising. Pray for your husbands. Pray for your future husband. For us men, let's submit ourselves to the Lord. Father, we love you. We submit our lives to you. Help us to be men who will look like you, Jesus. Give us the ability to be strong and to lead our families in a way that would help them to thrive, to know you and to thrive in you. Wherever you're at, just take a second to pray. Well, God bless you guys. I hope that you've had a meaningful time listening to this Drivecast. Take care and God bless.